Every draft has one pick that decides it. Adam.
Breaking, and I mean this one. The week before the draft, the NFL put Josh Jacobs on the commissioner's exempt list. The analyst moved that same day, August 30th, and the fantasy footballers said it out loud the next morning. Marshawn Lloyd is, quote, far and away the back to roster there.
And look who was still sitting there, Josh Jacobs. Average draft position, 43. Rashad took a back at 84 with a 43 on the board.
Mill, those are not the same kind of number, and that is the whole lesson of this draft. Average draft position is 43 because that is what rooms had already done. Most of them before the news. The expert consensus, re-ranked after it, has Jacobs 158th. Same man, same morning, 115 places apart.
So one of them is wrong.
One of them is a price, and one of them is a forecast. And nothing on the screen says which. And the forecast cannot agree with itself either. 133 experts ranked Jacobs. The highest had him 37th, and the lowest had him 314th. Even the Ballers' own three split it. Andy calls the risk a 6. Jason and Mike both maxed the scale at 10.
And our two seats.
I am Groot picked at 83 and took a rookie receiver. Shut up Lige picked at 79 and took his fourth wide receiver on a roster with one running back. And here's the part that stings. The consensus had that receiver 89th. It had Marshawn Lloyd 90th. One place apart, and Lige took the receiver. Lloyd sat there through both of them. And the written plan in front of Groot named Lloyd at 83, in bold, twice.
Pick 84, Rashad Express, gone.
A father and a son, four picks apart, same sheet of paper, and nobody said grace.
The real steal was Jacobs at 98, market rank 13. That's the pick of the draft.
Skip, the man is on the exempt list. He is not permitted to play football. And this league's reserve slots take injured reserve and COVID only. Not suspended, not this. So that is a bench spot, held for a stretch nobody can put a date on, by a man who is not allowed on the field.
It's a stash.
It's a chair.